I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 997. Christmas is revolutionary. Now, when I said Christmas is, if you hadn't read the title of this episode, what would you have put in that blank? Christmas is sentimental. Christmas is traditional. Christmas is wonderful. You know, I'm kind of a sentimental guy. I mean, I love the lights and carols, and I get a little teary-eyed when Silent Night is sung on Christmas Eve, and there's something special about seeing a beautiful Christmas tree shining through the window on a dark winter's night. But let's make no mistake about it. Christmas is revolutionary. When Christmas came into the world, it was anything but a time of sweet sentimentality. As we make our way through this Advent season of 2022, let's remember the radical reality of the Incarnation. The Gospels themselves make that clear, if we have ears to hear. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because it's all about the commandments to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. Now, we were loved first, and that's the story of Christmas. God came here, in person, to love us with his whole life. You know, I'm glad we have four gospel writers, not just one. I mean, which one would you pick? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John? They all have their own voice. They all have their own way of coming at the great story, the greatest one ever told. They have their own style and perspective and unique emphasis and a different way of seeing that the others don't. Now, please understand, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were not journalists. They were evangelists. Their purpose in writing was to lay out the story of God come to earth in a way that draws us in and helps us see the truth of the good news for the whole world. Even though Mark is the second gospel in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, it was the first written. And it's likely that Mark was writing Peter's perspective. In other words, Peter is the likely source behind Mark's material. Mark's distinctive launching point into the story isn't with angels. He doesn't mention what Matthew does, not the shepherds, but instead he just begins with good news. And Mark is excited. I mean, all through the book, really excited. His favorite word is immediately. Everything is happening immediately. Everything is happening in a hurry in Mark's story. He is propelled to tell the good news and to tell it now and to tell it quickly. He begins his writing with these words: "The beginning of the gospel," that's good news, "of Jesus Christ, the Son of God." I hope you can appreciate just how explosive that first sentence really is. You say, why is that? Well, in those days, there was a Son of God. His name was Caesar. And the good news that was announced came when a Caesar was born. Here's an inscription from Pliny around the time of Jesus' birth. It went like this: "The birthday of the god Caesar Augustus has been for the whole world the beginning of the gospel. Therefore, let all recognize a new era beginning from his birth." Wow. That's not the way we use the word gospel. And Mark says, nope, that's not the gospel. That's not the good news. And that guy is not the Son of God. Jesus is. So let me tell you his story, and then off he goes. Here's the great question. Think about our world today. In what way is the gospel still revolutionary? Let's pray this prayer adapted from thechurchofengland.org. Holy Jesus, by being born one of us and lying humbly in a manger, you show how much God loves the world. Let the light of our love always shine in our hearts until we reach our home in heaven and see you on your glorious throne. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 998. And in the meantime, hear these words from Peter Wiener in an article for the New York Times. We Christians would do well to remind ourselves of the true meaning of the Incarnation. We are part of the great drama that God has chosen to be a participant in, not in a role of conquering king, but as a suffering servant, not with the intention to condemn the world, but to redeem it. He saw the inestimable worth of human life, regardless of social status, wealth, and worldly achievements, intelligence, or national origin, and so should we. As we enjoy the familiar sentiments of the season, the eggnog and family gatherings, the overplayed Christmas tunes on the radio, the candy cane street lights, and the services for God's people, let's remember Mark. He didn't begin the story with any of those things. He began by throwing down the gauntlet. Christmas is revolutionary.